So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing fasting for only part of a day. Amar Rav Chisda, Ha'adam rit misanu l'shayis v'hu sh'lo yitom klum ad erev. A partial fast is only valid if he fasted all the way into the evening. Eating something the morning before the fast or in the afternoon after the fast invalidates the fast, as the Gemara explains that the Kabbalah's tainus was for half a day, but he actually fasted all day. Similarly, Rav Chisda said, any fast that did not last until sundown is not called a fast. The Gemara cites several cases of mis'anim v'lo mashlimim, where they fasted the first part of the day but did not complete the fast. The Gemara answers that there l'tzuri nafsh b'almahu, they were only afflicting themselves to join the community in their distress, and they never intended it as a tainus. The Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel kol tainus shlo kibul alav meboid yoim lav shmei tainus. Any tainus that a person does not accept upon himself the day before is not considered a tainus. If he fasts anyway, Rabbi Bar Shila says he is like mafucha demal yazika, bellows filled with air. He has fasted for no purpose. Amos makbale, when should someone accept the fast? Rav ama b'mincha, b'shmol ama b'tfilas mincha. Rav says it should be done during the time one may daven mincha, and Shmuel said it should be done during the tefillah of mincha itself. This machlekes depends on how we interpret the following statement in Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus says, Yochid shekibul lav sheni v'chamishi shekol hashana kula, an individual who accepted upon himself to fast every Monday and Thursday of the year. V'iru bam yamim ta'ivim haksuvim Megillas Tainus, and holidays written in Megillas Tainus fell out on one of these days. Im nidre koydim l'gzirisenu, yavtal nidres gzirisenu. If his vow to fast preceded our decree of in Megillas Tainus, his vow overrides the decree and he must fast. Vim gezerisenu kedemis l'nidrei, tevatel gezerisenu es nidrei. If our decree of Megillas Tainus preceded his vow, our decree overrides his vow and he may not fast that day. Now, regarding the first case where he must fast, Megillas Tainus states, Kol inish deyesi alohi mekadmas dono yesa. Anyone who accepted a series of fasts before one of these minor holidays shall prohibit himself from eating. The Gemara explains that there is a machlokes in how to interpret the last word of this statement. Plegi b'har Reb Chiya v'Reb Shimon b'Rebbe, chado me'yeser, chado me'yaser. Yeser means he shall prohibit himself again by making a new Kabbalah's tainus during mincha on the day before the fast, in accordance with Shmuel's opinion. Yaser means he is forbidden to eat, even without a new Kabbalah's tainus during mincha, in accordance with Rav's opinion. The Gemara next discusses a fast in which we may eat the night before. Tan Rabbanan, Ad Masai Echel V'Shaisa, until when may he eat? Ad Sheyala Amor HaShachar D'Rebbe, until the first light of dawn. Rabbi Yezer Reb Shimon Omer Ad Kareis HaGever, until the rooster crows. Amar Abaye Lo Yishanu Ela Shelei Gomer Sudasai. Ava Gomer Sudasai Eino Echel. Abaye explains that a person may eat until the morning, only if he did not complete his evening meal. Rava explains this to mean Kishalei Silik, he did not remove the table. However, Gamar Sudasai, which means Silak, he removed the table, Eino Eichel, he may no longer eat at night. Another version of Rava's opinion, Ikeda Ami Amar Rava, Laishanu Eile Kishalei Yashin, Aba Yashin Eino Eichel. Rava said that a person may keep eating until the morning only when he did not sleep, but if he slept, he may not eat again. However, Misnamnim, one who is only dozing, is not considered sleeping. Rav Ashi defines Misnamnim as nim v'le nim, tir v'le tir, sleeping but not sleeping, awake but not awake. Dekari leva ani, if you call to him, he will answer, but he cannot respond in a thoughtful way. P'chimat k'rile mitkar, if people remind him that he knows certain information, he will remember. The Gemara now discusses postponing a fast. Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, loiva adam taniso perea. A person may borrow his fast and repay it, which means, if he finds it too difficult to fast on the day which he accepted the fast, he may instead fast on another day to make up for it. The Gemara quotes a related incident. Rabbi Shua Bered Rav Idi went to visit the house of Rav Asi, and the students offered him something to eat. He told them he was fasting. They said, Lo yizif mar v'lifra, let the master borrow and repay his fast. Rabbi Shua told them, Tainus chalom hu, he was fasting because of a bad dream, which Rav said is the best way to counteract the negative outcome of a bad dream, uvoy bayim, but only if it's undertaken on the same day. Rav Yosef said, vafil b'Shabbos, it could even be done on Shabbos when otherwise one may not fast. However, if it was done on Shabbos, leisiv tanisa l'tanisa, He should fast again on a weekday to atone for fasting on Shabbos. Before we proceed with the next Mishnah, let's review the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, which taught the first two stages of fasting for lack of rain. Higia Yud Zayin B'Mecheshvan L'Yad G'Shamim, if the 17th of Cheshvan arrives and rain has not yet fallen, Hischilu HaYechidim Mis'anin Gimel Tanias, certain individuals, which the Gemara identifies as Talmid HaChachamim, begin a set of three fast days. Eichel Mishayisim Mishachashecha, they may eat and drink the night before. Umetaran b'malacha, b'rachitza, b'sicha, b'nilas ha-sandal, b'tashma shamita. They're permitted to work, wash, and anoint themselves, wear leather shoes, and have marital relations. Higia Rish Chodesh Kislev l'yad g'shamim, bezdin goyzen sholosh tanyas al tzibur. If Rish Chodesh Kislev arrived and rain has still not fallen, bezdin decrees a set of three public fast days, tanyas tzibur. Eichel m'sheisim mishach ha-shecha. Umetaran b'malacha, b'rachitza, b'sicha, b'nilas ha-sandal, b'tashma shamita. They too may eat and drink at night and are permitted in all of the above. Now the third stage. Zok the Mishnah, avru eilu b'lei nanu, if the first set of three tainias tzibur passed and they were not answered with rain, bezdin gezin gimel tainias achiris al tzibur. The bezdin decrees a second set of three tainias tzibur, which are more chomer, more stringent than the first set. Eichel m'sheisim b'oidyem, people may eat and drink only during the day before the fast, but not at night. Vasurin b'malacha or b'chitza or b'sicha or b'nilas ha-sandal b'tashma shemita. And they're forbidden to work, wash and anoint themselves, wear shoes, engage in marital relations. V'naylin esamar chatzois, and they close the bathhouses. Avrei l'b'lei nanu, if this second set of three tainis tzibur also passed, and still no rain, bezdin gezin alein oid sheva, shehen yud gimol tainis al tzibur. Bezdin decrees a third set of tainis tzibur, which consists of seven fast days. The series of three sets of tainis tzibur total 13 fast days on the community. Harieli yiseris al rishainis. These seven are more stringent than the first six fasts. Shebeelu masriin, for on these seven fast days we blow the shofar, the noel nesachanuyis, and they close the stores. B'sheini matinim chashecha, v'b'chamishu mutarim nekavad haShabbos. The Gemara explains that there are two differences between Monday and Thursday. B'sheini matin u'b'chamishi paischen, b'sheini mechashecha u'b'chamishi kolayim kulay. On Monday, they may only open their doors partially and only towards evening. But on Thursday, they may open their doors completely and all day mim nekavad haShabbos. Avru eilu b'lei nanu, if these seven fast days passed and they were not answered, b'maitin, b'masa, u'matan, b'binyan, b'netia, b'erisin, b'nisun, u'b'sheila sholam b'edom l'chaveri. People should decrease engaging in business, construction, planting, betrothals, marriage, and greeting each other. K'mnei adam hanazuvin l'makam, like people who are rebuked by Hashem. Ha'yichidim chayzin misana sheyetzin nisan. The yichidim continue fasting until the end of nisan. Yatzin nisan v'yad g'shamim simin klala. Shenema halay k'tzir chitim ayem v'gamer. If rain fell after nisan ended, it's a sign of a curse, which the Gemara learns out from a pasuk. The Gemara then asks why work is forbidden for the second round of fasts. The other activities are prohibited because esputainik, they're enjoyable. A malacha tzarhu, but work is stressful. Why is it forbidden? The Gemara answers that the pasuk kitru tzayim kira tzara isru zakenim compares a public fast to a yom tov by using the phrase kira tzara, call a gathering, which the term we use to refer to shavuos and shmini atzeres. Ma atzeres asur basiris malacha avtainis nami asur basiris malacha. Just as in holidays, work is forbidden, so too on a public fast day, work is forbidden. However, Isra Malacha does not begin in the evening as a Yom Tov, because the pasuk also uses the phrase Isra Zakenim, assemble the elders. Ma Asiva Zakenim B'Yayim, Avtsayim Nam B'Yayim. Just as the elders assemble in the morning of the fast, so to Isra Malacha begins in the morning. Abaye details their schedule of the day based on a pasuk from the Chemia that described a Tainas Tzibur decreed by Ezra and the Chemia. Mitzafra ad palga du yoyimim ma'ayninon b'mil demasa. From the morning until midday, they analyze the affairs of the town, which Rashi says refers to examining financial dealings for any misconduct. After this, in the third quarter of the day, we read from the Sefer Torah and the Haftarah. After this, in the final quarter of the day, we daven for mercy. As the pasuk in the Chemia states, Vayakumu alamda meikar b'sefer Torah Hashem elokeihem, revias hayoim, revias misvadim umshtachvim l'Hashem elokeihem.